The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
This is James Kelso. Happy to be with you here on Sunday, February 18th, 2018. And you are here at the Trump Phenomenon, also known as the American Freedom Party Report on Sundays, our two-hour spectacular, giving us a little bit more time to develop subjects and for you to get your phone calls in at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I hope many of you have got that number actually written on your shirt sleeve or on your table there. It's a well-known number. And thank you so much for your calls over the years. We're getting on into many years here. I've lost track, really, but, I mean, we're getting into the area of 10 years of radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Very, very grateful to John Stadtmiller for creating this network and keeping it running by the skin of his teeth, by his fingernails. And glad that you're helping, that you've been there to assist keeping the Republic Broadcasting Network healthy and growing. Well, we've got 2 days of news to cover here on Sundays because we skip Saturday. We're on Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Sundays, we're here from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can convert that to whatever your time zone is. Today, we will I'll throw a few ideas out there for you, and then I hope you'll call in with some other hot developments in the last 48 hours. In this, I think, most wonderful time to be alive, greatest opportunity for patriots ever in our lifetimes, maybe in anybody's lifetimes, in the history of our republic, in the history of our people, going back to 1607 in Jamestown and 1620 in Plymouth. I can't think of a more dramatic moment where you could make a difference in the future of your people. The story, the biggest story that we have breaking, of course, is the unraveling of the left. It's coming apart in so many ways, and we just have to keep track. The left, of course, is using the media to throw sand in your eyes, to kick sand in your eyes, to confuse the issue, to throw out smoke bombs and smoke screens, to create distractions or find distractions and put them into the prominence on the news. But it's our job to keep the focus clear on, who was it said, keep your eye on the prize? Was it Martin Luther King? Somebody called me, one of our listeners called me and said that the 50-year statute or the 50-year court ruling on the Martin Luther King archives comes up, is it very soon now? It'll be very interesting to see whether those Martin Luther King archives are released. Apparently there's some pretty pretty interesting material in there. I wonder how that would burst upon the political scenes. Apparently there's some tape recordings. I mean, we're told, and I guess the FBI is implicated here. Boy, there's so much revolving around the FBI now. Apparently, the FBI has some recordings of Martin Luther King in some motel rooms engaging in some exciting activities for him and making some interesting statements about himself and his activities. those recordings have never been played. We're just going on secondhand information that they do exist. I'm ready for them. I'm not going to repeat them, I don't think, on the air here, but they're pretty lurid and not very preacher-like. Well, we'll see. Anyway, we'll talk more about the FBI today, a lot about the FBI. And let's see, to lead off with, I think a good thing to lead off with as to the implosion of the left is a tweet that our president, under attack continuously, ever since the moment he came down the escalator, a tweet he put out today. Let me find that tweet, and I'll describe it for you. Let's go to the tweet. You may have seen it. It is a tweet of, here it is. President Donald Trump shared a cartoon mocking CNN, a news network, fueling the notion that the president's campaign colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. And the cartoon, it's easy to describe. It's a picture here of Wolf Blitzer looking very decrepit with his gray beard and his dilapidated self, inwardly and outwardly. He's got a button on his suit that says Wolf Blitzer, and it says, there's a caption here, Wolf Blitzer is announcing update. You know, the only thing they missed in this cartoon is Wolf Blitzer has this, I think he has this trait of holding a pen between his fingers. Have I got that right? Is it Wolf Blitzer who does that? He holds a pen between his fingers. I forget which hand as he's talking. And the anyway, he says, update. We should see evidence of Russia-Trump collusion any day now. And on the background, there's a CNN. It says CNN, the year 2038. Okay. 20 years from now. This cartoon shows Wolf Blitzer. Well, he's 69 now. He was born really right around the time Paul just joined us. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Right.
Paul, I was born in 48, and Paul, you were born in
49.
Wolf Blitzer was born just ahead of us in March of 69, March of 48. And he actually born in the American zone of Germany, interestingly. So his father must have been somehow associated with the military in Germany, but American military. But the so anyway, well, Blitzer, now 69, would be 89 when he would be announcing that the update, we should soon see evidence of Russia-Trump collusion. And, of course, this becomes apropos because Robert Mueller...
I have been warning about it for 22 years.
Yeah. Yes. This becomes pertinent because Robert Mueller just served up his supreme nothing burger of an indictment against 13 nobody Russians who are in Russia and therefore absolutely out beyond the reach of American justice or investigation or scrutiny of any kind. There is no extradition treaty between the United States and Russia. So Mueller knows this, and these people are of no interest to anybody. And then in his indictment, he describes, you know, obviously a prosecutor gives his juiciest material up front and puts it in the indictment, which is 37 pages. And the juicy material in the 37-page indictment is more nothing burger. These activities involve things like posting posts online and setting up an online group that's kind of fake. Like they had one that was called not Black Lives Matter, but It was called Black Matter something. Black Matter something. And they set up different things like this is, I mean, folks, how many scores of millions of Americans are posting away online, setting up accounts and so on? 13 guys are going to somehow affect our election in any way whatsoever?
And they're just operating from computers in St. Petersburg, supposedly.
Yeah, they came over briefly from Russia, we are told. I mean, who knows if any of this is even true, but let's just assume it is. Give Robert Mueller the benefit of the doubt of doing something differently than his normal pattern and actually telling the truth. That they came from the U.S. and set up some servers here, that is some accounts, just as you do. Wherever you are right now, you've got basically a server and an account somewhere. You're online. You have sort of an identity online and different accounts. That's all they did. The stuff you're doing right now, they did that, only they got paid probably pretty handsomely. Well, I don't know. After looking at Russia's budget yesterday and how little, how few rubles actually are in the Russian account, they probably got paid a pretty paltry sum to come over. Probably got paid less than you're getting paid at whatever job you have because you're an American being paid dollars. And they didn't have any effect on the election. It's a nothing burger. Well, this is great news for us patriots, and that's why Donald Trump is putting out this sarcastic comment about Wolf Blitzer, because Wolf baby, you got a nothing burger to serve up, and you've been serving it up for a year. Are you going to come clean on your Wolf Blitzer show? Does he still call it the Situation Room? I haven't watched in a long time. Hi, this is Wolf Blitzer, and we are in the Situation Room. Well, here's the situation, Wolf. You've just been handed your rear end, and are you going to fess up on your show and say, hey, we got it wrong? No, of course not. Of course he's not going to do that. And the Paul, you know, this is so twisted. I did watch a clip. I didn't watch CNN, but I watched a clip on YouTube of a CNN talking head. And here's the talking point they had. Here's the line they're taking. That Donald Trump, in mocking, in saying this is a nothing burger, in effect, Donald Trump is trivializing threats to the American electoral system. And Donald Trump is committing a crime. It's a new crime now. He's pointing out that they didn't. They came up with a nothing burger. In other words, no collusion. Rosenstein even said this. No collusion from any American with any Russian. And no harm to the American election. So the new crime is making fun of this. This is a new crime, Paul. I mean, I had to pinch myself. Did that guy, and when I listened to this, it's some nobody on CNN. I don't even want to remember. Their names are so forgettable. I couldn't believe it. This guy is going to rationalize this, keep weaving and spinning it. And the fellow hosts on the air, you can see they were a little bit uncomfortable with what he was doing because it was so bizarrely warped. They're going to be kicking, screaming. They will never, ever be able to say that Donald Trump ever did anything right or that he ever was innocent of anything wrong. They just can't do it. As they're a network, and by the way, more good news, CNN is going down in flames. Their ratings are crashing.
Good.
Yeah, it's very good stuff.
I must be their last viewers.
Yeah. The Donald Trump's tweet was this. He says, he gives the tweet of the cartoon. He just tweets the image, and then he says, if it was the goal of Russia to create discord, disruption, and chaos within the U.S., then with all the committee hearings, investigations, and party hatred, they have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. They're laughing their asses off in Moscow. Get smart, America.
Wow.
That was good. Now, speaking of asses, let's go to another news story. On Wednesday, I love this is another big, big story. The Let me get to it here. There it is. Pro-lifers ask for meeting with FBI director over agents' texts trashing March for Life.
Wow, good for them. I mean, good for the Right to Life people.
Yeah, this is going to happen 11 a.m. Eastern Time, right in front of the FBI building there on Pennsylvania Avenue. You may have seen it. You ought to go visit it. You ought to go to the Capitol to visit more memorable things like the Washington Monument and the Air and Space Museum and the National Museum of Art. Pro-life activists are asking for a face-to-face meeting with FBI Director Christopher Wray, W-R-A-Y, after text messages between two disgraced FBI agents revealed they truly hate, that's their words, pro-lifers, that's you, and wished for an excuse to cancel the 2016 March for Life. This is happening. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok are texting back and forth to each other while he's in traffic. That's right, he's texting in traffic. I hope he gets a citation for that. As he is venting his and she, also, their hate for us, pro-lifers. Here's a quote from the pro-life leadership. In light of these offensive texts, the pro-life movement has serious questions concerning the impartiality and credibility of the FBI toward our community, they say. It was signed by Reverend Patrick Mahoney, Christian Defense Coalition, Troy Newman, Operation Rescue, Mark Harrington, Created Equal, Father Terry Gensimer, CEC for Life, Larry Sirignano, Children First Foundation, Lauren Handy, Mercy Missions, Father Stephen Imbarato of Priests for Life. The text message, then they quote, the text message that we're talking about here. So the subject was the Russians are laughing their asses off. Well, here's how the FBI uses the terminology. FBI agent struck. Effing marchers. And of course, he spells it all out. Effing marchers making traffic problems. And the march is going on right there. The Right to Life March. And this is in 2016. FBI attorney Lisa Page. Yeah. Some extremely offensive video screens set up in front of district. I truly hate these people. No support for the woman who actually has to spend the rest of her life rearing this child.
Oh, my God, what an unnatural thing, a woman rearing a child.
Yeah, and folks, we're getting an insight into the mind of a liberal, of a really hardcore liberal.
These people hate our people. They are fundamentally anti-life. They're the same people who back massive immigration. They want us to abort our young and import a new population, pretty much what Congressman King alluded to. You know, we have to decide whether we want to have our children or their children occupy our North America.
And what's great about the Strzok Page text here between these, as Donald Trump calls them, the lovebirds, both are married and they're cheating. They're both cheating on their spouses.
Barbara Mandrell had a great song about that back in the 80s, when you're married but not to each other.
Oh, good. I like it. I'll look for it. They're texting each other. And what's nice about this, folks, is we're getting candid camera. We're getting a look at what it's like to be inside the head of a liberal, an FBI agent liberal. And it's pretty remarkable. Then the texting continues. So the no support for the woman who actually has to spend the rest of her life rearing her child. And she says, this child. But we, and now she's mocking us, we, that's us, but we care about, quote, life, unquote. Now, folks, there's a lot right there. She puts the word life in ironic quotes as if an unborn baby really isn't life. It's just something we, you and I, we. And then the next word, what are we? A one-word sentence, assholes. That's us. We are called, and I'm using the term because it's important now. And, you know, there's a lot of this going on right now, and I really thank President Trump for doing this. Is it bad that it's getting down and dirty and that we're getting into the dirt? No, it's not. It's good for us. And we've got a message, a little message. We'll come back with this right where we left off. Stay tuned.
times ain't over for good. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let me develop the idea we left you with before the break, and that is this. You know, the conversation's getting graphic. Is that bad for us? I say no. I say it's good. And the reason is this. Our enemies have profited from our innate tendency as Europeans to be polite, to be nice, to be courteous, to engage in what they call in the Congress, they call it collegiality. That's one of the standards that we, as Europeans, we set up in our government, is senators and congressmen are expected to engage in collegiality. What does that mean? Well, that you hear it all the time. When somebody gets up, a total political opponent, a Republican will get up and say about Nancy Pelosi, let me address my distinguished colleague, or the honorable congresswoman from California. That's collegiality. Well, you know, they aren't honorable. They aren't distinguished. And what's good, I think that the pretending has stopped is good for us. So right here, Strzok and Page call us all assholes. Now, you're not supposed to use words like that on the radio or television, but that's actually the news. So, you know, I guess I could use a-holes, which is, I don't even know if that's supposedly allowed under the polite rules of communication and broadcasting. But these are the words that are now being used. And so I say it this way. You're telling us, we're finding out what you think of us. Well, I'm glad that's coming out into the open. I'm glad the American people are realizing that. And now we can tell you what we think of you. How about that? How about them apples, as my son says. And so now we're getting real, is what it amounts to. Now, I'm going to go back into this story about this great event that we'll cover on Wednesday, when I hope there will be, this is on very short notice, but I think even on short notice, there may be thousands of right-to-lifers clustered around the FBI building, all over on the sidewalk there, bunched up against the FBI building. And I think they'll be singing, chanting, some of them yelling, what they think of Christopher Wray and his top leadership of the FBI. And I think they'll be saying, you're fired. How about that? Fire them all. Not the whole FBI, not all 30,000 plus agents, but the entire top level of the FBI. Lock, stock, and barrel, all of them. All of the peers of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Because the story here is these right-to-lifers are going to be saying, why are these people still working? Page and Strzok will probably be inside the building when the right-to-lifers are there, unless they're out in traffic texting. But why are they still there after they have clearly committed treason? And see, now we can – when's the last time you heard, you know, was when it was okay for us to call high-level FBI officials felons, traitors, slime, corrupt, criminals, communists, Alinskyites, rats, snakes – worms? I like it. Of course, that's the kind of language we use. We don't use the a-hole and the s-hole word. But I'm glad we're letting each other know what we think of each other, Paul.
I think we now see who rules over us and how misruled us.
So this is coming up Wednesday. Let me go back to the story. And they're saying, no, by the way, there's more to this story. Let's expand it out. Supposedly, this top level of the FBI is now investigating Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood was caught actually selling harvested organs from aborted babies. Yes, you heard that right. They actually, in California, they engaged in a settlement where they actually admitted that they were selling organs from aborted babies, selling tissue, selling stem cells and various things for large dollar amounts to entire companies that engaged in this were forced to close their doors. The feds haven't touched it. I'll tell you why that's important right after this break.
Circling skies, tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystery.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"When
a man can be a fool."
And the we're talking about Planned Parenthood. These right to lifers, us, who will be outside the FBI building at 11 a.m. Wednesday. One of the things that we're asking Christopher Wray is, what about this so-called investigation of Planned Parenthood that's being undertaken by whom? By the FBI. Is this going to be conducted by Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and their friends who hate us, who think we're a-holes?
Investigation of what? For what? They're a completely legal organization, nonviolent.
Well, but the investigation is over their selling of harvested tissue from their... They conduct Planned Parenthood. Let's get a little factual.
I'm sorry, I got it wrong. I thought you meant investigation of Right to Life. But yes, now that Planned Parenthood story sounds an awful lot like the atrocities committed by the Red Chinese on prisoners, particularly members of that dissident kind of religious philosophy cult group called Falun Gong. Their prisoners are frequently simply murdered for their organs.
Yes. And so the these. So Planned Parenthood has been, and abortion clinics have been selling body parts and tissue and cells from aborted babies. As Lisa Page says, in quotes, life, in quotes, because she doesn't think it's life. It's a blob. It only becomes life, when it's crying in its mother's arms after it's out of the womb. Well,
so it's just like a nail or a wart.
Yeah. So the Planned Parenthood, let's get a little factual background here. They suck up $1.3 billion a year. That was their budget in 2014. I'll bet it's grown since then. $1.3 billion, we'll go with that number, 324,000 abortions in that year, according to them. That's their reporting, but they're liars. So what's the real number? Probably higher than that, but 324,000 abortions. The almost all of this is government money. The smaller portion, which is private money, is actually really government money because it's private money from Bill Gates. He's one of the big donors. He's getting a big tax write-off on that. Warren Buffett, my sixth cousin there in Omaha, he's getting a big tax write-off. Who are some of the others here? The Ford Foundation, tax write-off, that's supposedly private money. The Turner Foundation, if that's Ted Turner, shame on you, Ted Turner. I should have spoken to you on this when I met you on the beach in Santa Monica with Jane Fonda. They were jogging one day, and I jogged alongside of Ted and Jane. But this investigation is going on. Well, it's going to be the kind of investigation that Hillary Clinton got. Notice how all these dots connect to each other. Hillary got what? She got a whitewash, a cover-up, an exoneration, which was written before she was even interviewed by James Comey. In other words, it's a fix. So the Planned Parenthood is going to get a fix also. They're not really going to be investigated by the FBI. The huge resources of 30 to 40,000 FBI agents and more than $10 billion budget is not going to be deployed to discover the kinds of inhumanity that's going on inside of Planned Parenthood, the kind of thing that James O'Keefe with his Veritas organization, James O'Keefe with his, couple of people and a few thousand dollars, he could uncover more of a story and more of the truth about Planned Parenthood in the way that he dismantled the left-wing organization, the Alinskyite organization, ACORN, than the FBI could, because the FBI is in the tank. That's the point. That's why all these people need to go. They're not serving our interests. We're finally finding out what they think of us. And now we finally have the president who is really good at saying, "You're fired." That's exactly what we need. And so when this happens on Wednesday, Paul, this is going to be very dramatic. Strzok and Page are still going to be employees of the FBI. And we're only talking about the Planned Parenthood thing here. What about Strzok and Page's texts and their messages concerning FBI gate and concerning the false case, which has now just exploded, the false case against Donald Trump? This has now been blown to smithereens with the indictment against the 13 nebishes, the 13 nobodies from Russia who disrupted our election from their laptops. So it's all coming into focus for America. And my goodness, this should be dramatic. Oh, and they're demanding, of course, who needs to walk out of the building and fire himself? Of course, Christopher Wray. So now Donald Trump, folks, don't ask the question, "Hey, Mr. President, why haven't you fired these people?" Why is that an unfair question? For this reason, Donald Trump has been put between a rock and a hard place. He did fire James Comey. That was a good idea. James Comey needed to go. And we find out more and more, it was way overdue that he be fired. He was a fixer for the Clintons. His whole career, he's been a fixer. But what the left does is when Donald Trump fires somebody, then they turn that into a so-called crime. That's now obstruction of justice. That's what got Mueller's deal going. So Donald Trump is kind of constrained from firing Rod Rosenstein. Constrained from firing Christopher Wray. And as well as Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. So in a way, folks, I'm not unhappy at all that Donald Trump is not firing these people. Actually, leaving them in place, Paul, lets the game play out more. If they were fired, they would kind of be forgotten. I don't want them to be forgotten. I want them to be in that building when they're standing out there demonstrating. So, Paul, I like it. In this cage match, I like to have our enemy in the cage with us. What do you think?
It's good to see them twist in the wind. And I think many people who have had a very favorable view of the FBI are going to have to reassess that, how politicized it became, certainly under the Clintons, maybe before. But I think this is all to the good. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking that these people have risen high in the FBI, and just shows how dank and corrupt the swamp is.
Yes, and, you know, in past years, you know, we patriots, sometimes it's been a little bit of a hard sell to convince America that there's something wrong in the FBI when they put a bullet in Randy Weaver's wife's head.
Yeah.
That was absolutely criminal. What was the name of that shooter, the FBI shooter? He had an oriental name.
Yeah, it was Japanese. I forget.
Yeah, it started with an H. Maybe a caller can refresh my memory on that. But Randy Weaver lost his son, he lost his wife, and an execution, just murder. So people thought, you know, well, the FBI couldn't do that. They couldn't be guilty of that kind of criminality. Well, yes, they could, especially at the top. Who was that Clinton attorney general?
Janet Reno.
Yeah, Janet Reno and launching, torching Waco, burning those children in an underground room. That's just criminality, folks. And now America is getting it. That at the top, can it be absolutely rotten? It sure can. Not to impugn. Good agents who are in there, and they more than if they're listening to me, Paul, right now, they more than anyone else wants the rot to be cleared out of their organization. Because it's shameful for them. It's humiliating. It's disgraceful. It's unbearable for them to have to stand and salute and grovel at the feet of people like Peter Strzok, who's not just an agent. He was the director of counterintelligence. Big job. Lisa Page, not just an attorney. She was Andrew McCabe's lead attorney, his right-hand gal. So Andrew McCabe being the deputy FBI director. So that's where those stories are going. Let me look for some more stories, and let me check the caller board here and just see if anybody wants to comment on any of the stuff we've developed so far. It looks like the caller board is – oops, I see the engineer typing somebody's name, Art. Is Art on the line, engineer? Is there an Art that we're waiting for? Well, anyway.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, Art, where are you?
I'm down here in the deep south in the communist state of Georgia.
All right.
Right in the heart of FEMA region number 4.
Okay. Hey, that's a good way to put it. Tell us your FEMA region. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you know, you talk about Trump, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm not a big Trump fan. I really don't like the guy. I got about as much use for him as I do a moving target. But be that as it may, you know, I will give credit when credit's due. I will criticize when I believe criticism is due. And I don't care if you're Democrat, Republic, Independent, Green Party. I don't care. You know, if you're good, you're good. You're bad, you're bad. And I call it the way it is.
We got that point. But what's your point today?
Let's compare Obama's behavior to Trump's behavior. Now, we look after the Fort Hood shooting after Sandy Hook.
Okay, Art, help us here, because we're not going to do a compendium of comparing all their behaviors. Give us a specific thing that's short that we can bite into right here.
That's what we're going to get at.
Well, let's get to it right now.
Anytime there's an incident done, Obama's out within, like, hours after it happened, like Sandy Hook or whatever it might have been, reading about it. Trump waits 2 or 3 days and then he tweets, and everybody's all upset, it's too soon. Wait a minute. How is waiting 2 or 3 days too soon when waiting only a few hours is fine? What's going on here?
Okay, well, we know what's going on, Art, and of course you do too. Yours is a rhetorical question, I get it. What's going on is that Donald Trump can do nothing right, no matter what he does. If he tweets soon, if he tweets late, if he doesn't tweet, if he tweets, it's all wrong. Everything he does, from the time he opens his eyes and starts eating his eggs until he goes to sleep at night, is wrong. So what's the story there? The story there is that the entire controlled media, in its entirety, from stem to stern, hates us patriots. They've always hated us patriots, and they're livid that one of us, a patriot, actually, for the first time in our lives, occupies the White House. The closest we've ever come to that heretofore was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan wasn't nearly the patriot that Donald Trump is, and that's why they're freaked out by Donald Trump, and they've got to get rid of him. We've got to protect him. We've got to reelect him in 2020. Now, let me ask you this, Art. In 2020, you're going to have a chance to vote for Donald Trump or maybe Joe Biden or maybe John Kerry or maybe what's that, the lady on TV? They've got Oprah. So when you have your choice between Oprah and Donald Trump, I hope you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I can't.
Okay, explain that.
I'm a convicted felon. I don't have the right to vote.
Well, okay, all right. Now, I don't mean to make light of that. I'm sorry you got convicted on that, but actually the Democrats are working overtime. They just accomplished this in Virginia. Felons voted in Virginia in the last election and actually through the election. And they're working on this in Florida right now. There are several hundred thousand convicted felons in Florida, and the Democrats are working to get them into the 2020 election. But if you could vote, let me put it that way, in the hypothetical, if you could vote, if Georgia allows felons to vote in 2020, will you vote for Trump?
Well, I'd vote for Trump hands down. I would have voted for him in the last election if I could have voted. But it's interesting you brought that up, because I am a hardcore, true blue, right staunch to the core constitutionalist. And, you know, I still cannot find anywhere in the Constitution that says you have the right to keep and bear arms unless you're a convicted felon. So, folks, when we start talking about what felons can and cannot do, let's remember, there are no conditions in the Bill of Rights. There are no conditions when it comes to your rights. You have the right, period. End of damn discussion.
Okay, well, you make the argument for that. But anyway, Art, thank you very much for calling from the 4th District of FEMA. And it's a good thing. Now, FEMA, Donald Trump, technically at this point, I'm sure he hasn't fully asserted his authority, Donald Trump's in charge of FEMA. So you can relax a little bit for the next 7 years there in the 4th District. Thank you very much, Art. Let's go to Alan in Chicago. Alan, you're on the air.
James, how you doing today?
Hi,
James, how you doing?
Fine. What's on your mind, Alan?
Well, I just want to comment a little bit maybe on some of the things that you're touching on today. And, you know, this school shooting is the latest to show how flat-footed the government is when it really comes to doing its job. Now, they're the FBI. They talk about gun control. It's really a matter of self-control. Honest
That's
people
right.
do not do criminal acts. And here's the thing that they want to constantly, you know what, they want to take the guns away. I'll tell you what, if they took all the guns away from the American citizens, it would be a matter of a few months before we'd be overrun by Mexican drug cartels, MS-13, Central and South American gangs. They talk about common sense, and then when Trump in the State of the Union talked about the horrific crimes that the MS-13, they laughed at him. And they said, oh, this guy's harkening back to a 1950s era, and he wants to talk. They laughed at him talking about prayer and the family. Now, there's just the basics on things to do in life. Now, here you go. Here's the FBI. They were warned a little over a month ago about this guy. The sheriff and the police department visited this guy's house 35 times or more. Didn't do their job. So forget about gun control. The problem is you look at all the sanctuary cities, you look at a lot of these kids that are under psychiatric care on medications. they are told, the system tells them, do not report them or check that box on there because it may be hurtful, especially if they're a minority. So there's the big problem. Same thing with the guy that shut up the church in Texas. He was already known in the Air Force for being violent. He beat his wife up. Yes, sir.
Let me give you, let me give you a sound clip to put into your call. So I'll work this right in because this is Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida. And here he is to bolster your point. This is Sheriff Grady Judd, Polk County, Florida, talking about the Florida shooting. If I can if I can get it right for you, hang on. I know what I need to do. Don't worry, I've got it here. I love this. You know that you can tell this is live radio, folks. I'm the producer, the engineer, the scheduler. Let's see if I got it here. Hang on just a second. I think I got it. Try it. Okay, let's get the sheriff on here.
Hold on, James. You're going to break.
Okay, all right. We'll have the sheriff right after break. You stay there, Alan, and we'll introduce you properly. Stay tuned, folks.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
States, we're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Welcome back, folks. And Alan is with us on the phone. Thank you, Alan. He's making a very cogent point here about the lesson to be learned from the Florida shooting. And here is, backing him up, Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida, has this to say about Alan's point.
Here's the basic math. The average shooter is finished with his evil deed in 2 to 5 minutes. We study these things. In fact, in Broward County, it was 3 minutes. The average police response is plus 5 minutes. When 911s call, the shooter is on the campus wreaking havoc. That's too late. We have got to wake up and understand that we have to have more than one, that we have to have specially trained people that have concealed firearms that can run to the threat and protect our children. They're our most important resource.
There you have it, Alan. Go ahead.
Well, James, it's interesting that you put Sheriff Grady on. I'm familiar with him because I lived in Tampa, and Polk County is just a little north of Tampa. And I'm going to tell you that they had a big gang and drug problem up there, mess and all kinds of stuff. But this ridiculousness, now, James, you know, and Paul knows, the FBI and the local municipalities are famous for hiding crime statistics. In Chicago, they just bury them. They don't want to talk about them. And they were mentioning that in Texas alone, there was over 600,000 crimes committed against citizens, from non-citizens. Trump wanted to create, with Homeland Security, an office that would keep track of all that. They went nuts about that. Oh, my God, how can you do it? When we have terrorist attacks, Trump says, hey, let's have common sense immigration control. He is booed, hissed, and blocked at every turn. He wants to put a wall up to stop criminals and the drugs and things coming in. They don't want to talk about it. Now, what happened at the school was not a quote-unquote terrorist attack, but they really do not want to get to the root cause of what... Now, mind you, I figured it out already. The kid was adopted. His real father died, or his adopted father died when he was young. His adoptive mother just died 6 or so months ago. They said he was very depressed. He was taken in by some family and friends, or some friend. They gave him a room in his house. They said he was depressed, on medications, already had all kinds of problems. Why they allowed this family, allowed him to have a gun like that is beyond me. But again, there is a clear-cut case, and the FBI was known, and they sat on their hands and didn't do anything.
Yes. And Christopher Wray should resign, and that's the call. Alan, you've got it, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good. Always. Very good point.
Very good. We'll go to David, Massachusetts after this break.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.